Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
All right, we got a full house today. Clinton Yates, the big CY, his dog is in the hospital. Issues, yeah. So he's tending to his dog.
Okay. Right, can't make fun of that.
they're like his kids.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. You know, I told the listeners this week. My dog basically passed away the night of the Mandy's.
Right.
And so I was managing.
Oh, Reagan?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, sad. But
how old is he?
14.
14.
Yeah, she almost made it to 15. But, Greg, tell me if you agree with this. If I would have begged off of the Mandy's to go deal with Reagan.
Michael Thompson style.
I don't think, yeah, Michael, well, because Michael has guts. I don't have any guts. I don't think to Amanda, this was like her wedding. The Mandy's were like.
Would Amanda have forgiven you if you'd have done that?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think I don't think she's forgiven you. And Greg, I think Amanda holds it against me forever, and Chris Morales never speaks to me again if I didn't come back after I went home to see Reagan at the Mandy's.
You're going to be shocked by this, but I totally disagree with you.
You think they would have been sympathetic?
They would have been sympathetic. Yeah, you lost a dog that you had for 14 years. Of course they're going to be
No, Amanda was disproportionately concerned about the Mandy's. If I would have blown it off after Michael blew it off.
I didn't.
You weren't blowing it off. Yeah. No, Michael blew it off. That's a real thing.
I didn't blow it off.
What did you actually do that night?
I was exhausted.
He stayed home on his couch, which is what I would have
done. Did you realize what I did the previous three weeks?
Did you even consider
I was trying to recruit him, Clinton. I thought I had you for about a 5
but hold on.
Minutes.
What was your outfit if you were considering going?
Zubaz,
what were you going to do? You
when
were
going to go straight Zubaz? Going on, I was trying to keep updated, and I felt bad not being there. I realized everybody was having fun, but I was 3 weeks in a row, I was flying cross country from Boston to San Francisco to Boston, dealing with millions of people around me screaming in my ear. Then I went to that stupid parade that had 2 million people in there.
So you overexposed
yourself. I was exhausted. Yeah. That's tiring.
By the way, Ireland, when that happened, you told us on air or right off the air that you had to go home to go see Reagan.
Yeah.
Right? I then told Amanda, and Amanda was like, oh, I totally get it. I don't think he's going to come back. And I said, he said he's coming back. And she said, no, I don't even expect him to. It's totally fine.
Oh, well,
it would have been one thing if you didn't do your show from where we were and blown off the day. You know what I'm saying?
No,
that's a different
matter.
No,
I did the show, drove home, went home for an hour, and then
came
back.
But you did your due diligence, yeah.
All right, so here's the other thing I want to get to you about a Laker that I feel is unfairly criticized. 3 years ago today, two things happened in Los Angeles, okay? Number one, the Lakers traded for Anthony Davis, a trade that I think helped both teams. The Lakers got AD, and now New Orleans is pretty stocked.
Yep. Yeah.
They look pretty good. And on the same day, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard signed with the Clippers.
Double deal.
Okay, so that was 3 years ago today. Since that day, Anthony Davis has missed a lot of games, but he's played in 138 games, okay? Paul George has played in 133, 5 less than AD. Kawhi has played in 109, 30 less than AD. Yet, and Michael, I'll throw this at you first, AD gets killed. Mm-hmm. Charles Barkley nicknamed him Street Clothes. Everybody says that Anthony Davis is soft. He can't play blah, blah, blah. Those other two guys have missed way more games than him, and you never hear anybody rip Kawhi or Paul George. Why?
Because it's simple. It's easy to understand, Yates. It's like if an actor missing his school play versus a headliner for SNL missing the plays on SNL. That's how you compare the Lakers' status to the Clippers' status.
So that it's
the Clippers are a school play. The Lakers are Saturday Night Live.
Also, I think there's something to be said about Paul George is a guy who suffered one of the more devastating basketball injuries we've seen in the last 10 years.
Right, but that
flatly.
That didn't have anything to do with the last 3 years.
That, but my point is that I think that what Paul George was looked at in the league after that was okay, he made it back. You're not really knocking Paul George for missing games for pretty much the rest of his career.
I'm not even talking about Paul George. He's a legitimate Hall of Famer. I'm talking about the difference in the teams. Nobody. 19,000 people care about the Clippers. 19 million care about the Lakers.
I see what you're saying, but I think
if your point is if Kawhi and Paul George were on the Laker roster, they'd be getting killed
exactly.
too.
I don't know that I agree with that the same way because I think if you adjust for error or whatever, the issue with AD is that it always seems to be something kind of lingering. There's never really the big injury, and you're always wondering, like, well, is this going to get to the point where he can actually ever play? I think that's a real concern for people.
I actually disagree with you. I think his injuries, and Michael, I'm curious what you think. I think AD's injuries have been fluky.
Yeah.
Like a guy running into
right.
his knee.
Can't help that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Or stepping on someone's foot.
That's what I'm saying. And people look at that and they say, okay, well, maybe there's a clumsiness element, or maybe there's just an unlucky element.
No.
But my point is that it's one thing if a guy's got an injury and just doesn't play. It's another thing if a guy's on for 5 days, off for 5 days, next thing you know, it's in and out. Just the typical trends of how fans look at things, because nobody's analyzing this that hard. They just see a guy playing 1 week and don't see him playing another, and they're like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah, people care about the Lakers, and the Lakers get a supernova more attention than the Clippers do. So that's why AD gets all the attention, and Kawhi and Paul George, as great as they are, you know, they're not going to be in this conversation as much because the Clippers don't move the needle like the Lakers.
How good do you think this Clippers team is going to be?
Oh, they're going to be good. Don't get me wrong now. They're definitely a threat to the Warriors in
the
West.
Well, if they stay healthy.
Yeah, well, that's for anybody, Ireland.
Right, I mean, these two guys have been more injured than AD, yet AD has a reputation of being, you know, the guy that takes all
that's
the heat.
That's also two guys, though, and so that's the thing. I think
but doesn't
guy,
that make it worse?
No, I mean, I think when you're talking about one guy, it's easy to say that one guy is constantly there. And also, not going to lie, Barkley, street clothes, great nickname. Like, it's stuck.
Yeah,
you know,
but why isn't it?
Sometimes it just sticks.
Okay, but why isn't it more appropriate to give that nickname to Kawhi Leonard?
Because I think it's just different. It's hard to explain. Like I said, that whole on and off thing is very different from you're just not here for a year.
Plus, Kawhi's limits injuries are very serious, where AD's are more nicky-nacky.
That's what sprained I meant
ankle,
by that. Yeah.
Somebody, you know, somebody falling into his leg. You can't make fun of a guy because he tore his ACL. That would be
That's what I'm saying. The nature of the injuries, I think, has a lot to do with
right.
this.
Okay, other breaking news story. This just went down within, like, the last hour. Baker Mayfield traded to the Carolina Panthers.
What's up with that?
Something or nothing, Michael.
I think that's big because I thought they brought Sam Darnold back at a big contract, right, to be their number
one quarterback. No, he's got one more year left.
Right.
One more year
Sam
left.
Does. They also drafted a quarterback.
Everybody, he wasn't going to play anyway, Matt Carroll. But everybody, you need two quarterbacks these days in the NFL because guys get hurt so often. But, yeah, it's interesting to see now that those two are going to compete for the number one. And whoever loses that should, I guess you can ask for a trade, but who needs quarterbacks these days?
I don't think you ask for a trade. I think that's a situation where it's not a two-quarterback system. But, again, the biggest issue with Baker Mayfield over the past two seasons has been his ability to stay on the field. You're not going to get rid of the other guy because you don't know whether or not Baker can make it through 16.
His biggest issue was he went number one ahead of Lamar, Josh Allen, and it was another quarterback in that draft class he went ahead of.
Sure, but I mean, comparisons aside, for what Baker Mayfield was, we never really knew because he was always in between figuring out that shoulder. The Browns didn't want him to play on it. He said, well, I should be able to play because I'm the best. Are we either going to get it fixed or not? If he's healthy, that's a good situation for the Panthers.
I've heard several people today suggest that the Browns trading Baker Mayfield today means they know something about Deshaun Watson and that he's going to be able to play this year. I don't think you can connect those dots.
No.
I don't think they could have brought Baker Mayfield back into that building.
Yeah. They traded him for a conditional pick.
Fifth round.
Yeah, there's no way that they were doing anything other than just assuaging the guy because they knew that they were going to embarrass him and it was going to further embarrass them to have him hanging around doing nothing.
You know what I would do?
You love Vegas odds, right, John?
Yeah.
So did you know that the Panthers' odds actually worsened when Mayfield got traded?
Oh, that's cold.
So the Panthers before
you make
Mayfield
us
trade,
worse.
Right. The Panthers before the Mayfield trade were 125-1 in the Super Bowl. Afterwards, 130-1.
Well, at least as good as Darnold, right?
Yeah, well, you know, one of them have proved that they can destroy the NFL.
This is what I mean. If Baker can stay on the field, I think he's a better leader than Darnold. What I think.
If you're Cleveland and you just traded Baker, wouldn't you trade for Jimmy G? If the Niners are going to trade Jimmy G.
And then what do you do with Watson when he comes back?
Yeah.
Jimmy G's on a one-year deal.
But, yeah, I don't know. Jimmy G is an interesting character because...
But who plays quarterback next year if not? You just get some guy off the street and throw him out there?
Who else is on the roster now that I think about it?
Whoever's on the roster is pretty happy right now because if Deshaun's going to be suspended for 6 or 7 or 8 games, that means that guy's going to probably be the starter starting the season and put his resume out there to show people he can be a starting quarterback, whoever that guy is, whoever the backups...
Jacoby Brissett. I forgot about
that. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he's a starter in the league.
Yeah.
So Jacoby Brissett is just as good as 10 starters
in
the
league. It's a
stand-in. Yeah.
Standing until
the Colts played their whole season with him after Andrew Luck retired.
How long would Watson be suspended for? 8 games, you think?
I think it's going to be a year.
I think they're
a year.
I think they'll give him a year. He'll appeal it and they'll knock it down to 10 or 12.
I think they'll give him a year plus and they'll stick with a year. Listen, in 2022, after everything we've seen in this country, if they give him less than a year for everything we know, that to me is just That's a look that I don't think the NFL wants to deal with.
But on the other hand, Clinton, let's say Deshaun Watson has not been charged with a crime.
Right.
Okay, these are all civil suits. Robert Kraft, Jerry Jones, Daniel Snyder.
Non-players, first of all.
Okay, but all owners.
Yeah, owners.
The NFL, Roger Goodell has come out and said owners will be held to a higher standard than players.
And you believe that?
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Here's my only thing. If you give what they're arguing for is give Deshaun an indefinite suspension.
Right.
But let's say they come down where you suggest, Clinton, a year. Isn't Deshaun's lawyer simply going to walk in and go, okay, how's my guy getting a year? And Jerry Jones, Daniel Snyder, and who am I leaving?
Kraft.
Robert Kraft are getting nothing.
Very simple. They make the rules. They run the teams. I'm not acting like there's some fairness power balance that exists in the NFL that I expect to be respected. Not remotely. They run. Roger Goodell works for the owners, not the other way around. And the players, it's a different situation. Look, if you run an NFL team, you can pretty much do whatever you want. You see how long it's taken Dan Snyder to get out the paint, and we've got all sorts of evidence on all sorts of stuff he's done for literally 20 years. One player, however, one guy, expendable as far as the league is concerned, especially when you play for the Browns, you know what I mean, who are effectively a completely moribund franchise outside of their fan base being very popular, you know, in the Midwest. I don't think that the NFL is going to sit back and say, well, the reason we didn't just suspend Deshaun Watson for a year is because we got these other three guys and remind folks of that story. I don't think that's what's going to happen at all.
All right, coming up, speaking of quarterbacks, coming up next, a very weird story involving Kyler Murray of the Cardinals.
We're going to get
everybody's name. And Michael, did you see Nadal today?
Yeah, I hate that guy.
Why do you hate him?
Because he broke my boy Roger Federer's major record. Well, and he always beat Federer on clay. God, I hate that guy.
Rafael Nadal won a 5-set tiebreak match today when clearly he wasn't 100%.
He had some couple of injury breaks.
Come on, Kyrgios.
And
he plays next.
Yeah, and I think Kyrgios is going to beat him.
He's too flaky. Yeah.
What? Kyrgios, by the way, undefeated in 5-set matches.
I don't know but he's going to flake out in the semifinals. And something will happen mentally.
And looks remarkably similar to our friend Aaron Larsoul.
Yeah, he does. Right, he does.
All right, coming up next, we'll get to this. And by the way, Michael's here for Game of Games today, and he'll do Bobcat with Bergman. Three-man weave today, ESPN LA.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, Mason in Ireland, Michael Thompson's here, the big CY, Clinton Yates is here, and we had Bobcat coming up with Bergman in about half an hour, and Michael's got Game of Games today. Can I once again take down the two Hispanic guys in a game in which they should be heavily favored?
In World Cup soccer trivia, multiple choice, yeah. Pepe
last
Mantilla.
Week,
we'll see.
Pepe Mantilla claims to be an expert.
You couldn't
World
even
Cup
beat
soccer.
Me in the Mexican food
you
game.
You made up the milkshake one. Come on.
I'll tell you, Montezuma. Chocolate and honey, that's where it originated from.
All right, now you two, I've often said over the years, Clinton, that if I was president in the United States, I would appoint Michael Thompson as my prime minister of common sense. Whenever we had a dispute, I would simply have you would take it to Michael, and he would render a decision immediately. Not like NBA referees who look at reviews for 20 minutes before they can make a decision.
Turning screens around.
So, Michael, I want to know, I'm going to present you with a scenario. I want you to tell me who's right and who's wrong. Mm-hmm. You too, Clinton. Here we go.
Sure.
Kyler Murray, the quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals, has a hairdresser that he likes. She does a good job on his hair. So he used to have her come over to his house to work on his hair. Her name is Swanee. So apparently Swanee liked to come to the home to work on his hair and dress casually, okay? And wear short shorts and, you know, kind of run around. Just she wanted to be comfortable. Well, Kyler then called Swanee and said, hey, when you come over to the house, I need you to wear pants. Like, wear pants, I just think it would be a little more professional. Mm-hmm. She did not like that. Here is Swanee on a podcast.
I also did Kyler Murray's hair.
Stop back for a second. You did Kyler's hair?
I did.
How was Kyler?
He actually told me don't tell nobody, but I didn't sign an NDA, so I'm going to say what the hell I want to say. Kyler, I did his hair, and I thought he was so cool. I did his hair. I was honored to do his hair. It's f***ing Kyler Murray. Like, hello. I noticed immediately that he's very entitled. I'm a strong black woman, so this is going to be a very interesting relationship. When I'm doing your hair, we're dating. A lot of us are married, and some of us break up. Me and Kyler broke up.
When you say you broke up, what do you mean by
that? We broke up because he I felt disrespected. He DM'd me immediately, and I responded back, and I'm like, hey, yeah, I can do your hair, whatever. So I did his hair. But then, you know, we would have little moments where we're clashed. One of the moments was he made a comment about the shade room and how black girls run it and how they can be messy. And I'm like, hello, I'm a black woman. Like, calm yourself. So then one day he calls me and he's like, hey, Swanee, when you come on Thursday, can you wear pants? I don't want to wear pants. I want to wear what I wear. Why do I have to wear pants? If you can control your eyes, that's one thing. And if your girlfriend's insecure, that's her problem. I'm 29 years old. You're, what, 22? I'm a mom of four. I work out every day. I service you whenever you want. One braid is out of place and I come and fix it for you. And you want me to wear pants? You could f*** off. I didn't say f*** off, but I said, you got me f***ed up. Your appointment's canceled on Thursday. Excuse me? I'm like, your appointment's canceled. Well, can you not tell the team about this? Oh, I'm telling the whole f***ing team about this.
All right. So there is the evidence, Michael Thompson. Swanee does not want to be told what to wear. She's a 29-year-old mother of four who's proud of her body, and she wants Kyler Murray to F off. Kyler insisting she wear pants. Who's right?
She doesn't have much class. I'm a Kyler here. She's in his house. She's coming over to service him and with his hair. He asks her to dress more appropriately, more professionally. And so since it's in his house, and that's what he prefers, since he may have his girlfriend there or his other family members there, if you're going to do that, then you should adhere to his wishes and at his house.
Clinton, I was listening to her, and I got the feeling that you probably know some people like Swanee.
No, I know a lot of people like a lot of this. And I'm going to tell you there's a couple things at play here. Number one, by pants, I'm assuming he just means – that, okay, to break this down, when you get your hair braided, you typically sit on your butt between somebody's legs who is sitting on a chair.
Okay.
So you have to touch their legs while you're sitting there. If Kyler doesn't want to touch this woman's legs while he's getting his hair braided, I understand that. He's not saying go put on a Hillary Clinton pantsuit. He's probably saying, let me just get some yoga pants down to the ankles.
So Michael could send her some Zubaz pants.
Right, exactly.
So if I rest my arms while I'm getting my hair braided, I don't have to be touching your actual skin.
Right.
Now, I will also say this.
Don't straddle the fence.
No, listen. This breakup ain't got nothing to do with no pants. Clearly, these two don't like each other for different reasons. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And he sent out a flyer that was going to probably say, hey, make or break what the situation is. This is not about the pants. You could just tell from the tonality. They were clashing over other stuff. He's talking about things that she felt offended by. This has nothing to do with what she's wearing. They just did not get along.
I'm on Kyler's side. Whose side are you on?
I think I'm on her side only because, like, it's her skill. He can get somebody else.
She's in his house.
That's fine. So she canceled it. It's not like she showed up and said, oh, my God, what are you doing? She
Bergman,
was like, I ain't having that.
If I put you on the jury, who's right, Swanee or Kyler?
So I'm with Kyler on this for the reasons that Clinton was just saying. I mean, you has to put your arms all over this person's legs. Like, if he doesn't want to do that, that's kind of okay in his home.
Right. Jorge, who do you side with here?
I'm with Swanee on this one.
You're with the two and two.
What I'm saying is that, like, it's not like she said
what about
no.
Funches?
She didn't demand.
Funch, what do you think? You back there? Yeah.
I'm with Kyler. I'm with Kyler on this one.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, there it
she
is.
Didn't she didn't demand the money. She just said, okay, you don't want that? I'll leave. That's why I respect it. She didn't need that. She's braiding all sorts of dudes'
hair.
She's
dressed
the whole team.
She don't need Kyler.
Suppose things are popping out because obviously maybe the shorts are so short they're like bikinis or something. Something might be popping out. He don't want to see it.
What about hire that? Somebody else?
Well, that's
you
what
signed
did.
A big
well,
deal.
I think now that's where we're at.
That's what I'm saying. And it'd be
I
one thing if she
like
said
that around guys.
It'd be one thing if she said, "No, I'm coming to your house anyway. I'm gonna wear what I want. Give me my money." She said, "Oh, you don't like it? You can take your business elsewhere. I respect that."
You think she shows up like that around other men? You know what I mean? That revealing.
I mean, you don't know that it's revealing.
Well, obviously it is if he's asking her to put on some longer
it
pants.
It doesn't have to be. It
it's
could
not
just
about
be shorts.
Revealing.
Like short.
It's just uncomfortable
right.
Physically. Yeah, they're not the same.
You know how some of these shorts are. You know, some of these Daisy Dukes. You know the Daisy
Jeez,
Dukes.
Michael,
right?
This is 1915.
I'm with Michael. Bring back the Daisy Dukes.
Y'all remember My them goodness. Daisy Dukes, don't
yes,
you?
Yes. But what I'm
well,
saying
Well, you've
is,
seen the shorts with something with the half their boogie pop hanging out, as we say in the Bahamas, the boogie. You Americans say butt or booty or something. We say boogie.
Wait a minute. There's a term called boongie.
Especially if you got your girl in the house, Clinton. You want a girl like coming over with a half a boongie hanging out?
That's not the point.
Well, it is.
No,
obviously, for Kyler, it is.
Is that she said you don't like it, you can jog
no,
on.
But he said if you want to continue to be my
Kyler doesn't have an inalienable right to her as his hairdresser.
By the way,
that's what I'm saying.
By the way, like, so I'm obviously a white guy that has like basic hair.
Yes.
To get my hair cut is, you know, $50 tops.
Right.
What is she walking away from? Like, what's?
I'm guessing it's probably no. It's way more than that. I'm guessing he's probably paying around $500 a hit.
$500,
dude. It's a serious dude.
So
that
she,
takes a
she
while.
She just blew up a pretty good check.
I don't know about that.
And a tip. And a probably a big tip.
If she's doing the whole team, Kyler Murray and his attitude can be sacrificed, is what my point is. And she's probably not even doing just NFL players. When you're that good, you're in demand.
Wow. Yeah, I'm Michael, I think I'm with you. I think it's Kyler's house.
Yeah.
She's not going to his house when he doesn't want her there.
Well, he basically installed a dress code.
I get it, but the fulcrum of this is her deciding to leave. It'd be one thing if she showed up and said, give me the money, I'm doing what I want. She said, oh, no, you don't like it, I'm gone.
No, but now she's blasting him because he asked her to dress appropriately.
Why would he
wrong.
But then he told her not to tell the team.
Why would he say that?
Because you can see why don't he told her to tell you. You heard her talking about it right there, right?
No, but I get that. But what I'm saying is this is not that big of a deal.
No, I know.
But this is the kind of stuff where I think that if we're going to get really into it.
Then why is she going public with it?
Listen, because as the leader.
Why, if it's not a big deal.
What I'm talking about, Michael. What I'm saying is that why would Kyler ask her not to say something to the team?
Because he knows she's got a big mouth. Because look what she's just doing.
Yeah, but the big mouth thing doesn't actually affect him outside of the locker room.
But still.
He could tell his team, yo.
But she's trying to make she's trying to make him look bad. I'm gonna tell the whole world on this podcast.
You're not looking that bad. What I'm saying is
how about this? Oh, he doesn't want me to dress in these short shorts. Okay, we'll just part our ways and let it be that. Why you gotta go public with it?
What it is that he as the leader of the team, he don't like her and he's gonna screw it up for everybody else and he doesn't want them to know that.
Do that. You think he's that vindictive?
No, he's not vindictive. I'm saying that's just the reality of the situation. Yeah. If I got a good thing going with the whole team, and let's just say Michael Thompson, star of the show, ditches the whole then the whole team suffers.
Maybe Kyler didn't want her to dress that way, but I'm sure some of the other guys didn't mind.
That's my point exactly.
So the other guys wouldn't care.
My point is that if Kyler is out here trying to cover his own behind, he probably could have took one for the team.
But Tyler didn't go public with it. There you go.
It sounds to me like Swanee might be a little high maintenance.
That's fine. She maintains other people.
Yeah. You're full of it. You're married, right?
Yeah.
So some girl comes over to do your hair at your house and dress inappropriately, which your wife appreciate that?
Brent, what'd Brenda say if her, called boogie is hanging out?
Yeah, what was she saying?
Brenda was straight up, I don't want that B around here
there
anymore.
There you go. Yeah. See, there you go. Maybe Kyler's girl said that, too.
That's within play, too, for sure.
There you go.
So
that's why you got to side with Kyler.
All right, let me change stories here, because I saw this the other day. When's the last time? Well, Michael, you were on a flight recently.
Yeah.
And Clinton, you go back east a lot.
All the time.
All right, so this has happened to all of us. You get on a flight, it's oversold.
Oh, yeah.
They come on a loudspeaker, and they say, hey, we've oversold the flight. We'd like to give you blank to give up your seat. Mm-hmm. So there was a Delta flight recently, and two passengers reported they were offered $10,000.
Cash?
To give up their seats.
It was to the moon?
It was at Grand Rapids, Michigan, when a Delta flight to Minneapolis was overbooked.
Wow.
The airline announced prior to takeoff it was seeking 8 people willing to give up their seats. And were offered $10,000 for their trouble.
Each?
Somebody wrote about it. So here's what they wrote. As we sat on the plane, the announcement overhead was the flight was oversold. We're looking for 8 volunteers. In exchage for the seats, Delta offered 10 grand cash.
Each, though.
If you have Apple Pay, we'll even send it straight to your phone right now. $10,000. And most of the passengers turned it down.
Wow.
Like, if I'm in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hold on. Grand Rapids, Michigan,
and
Minneapolis.
I drive to Minneapolis.
What time of year was this? Like, what would have been happening in Minneapolis that they could not get?
This story was from yesterday.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that seems like maybe either a family was getting broken up, you know what I mean, in terms of going to something that they could not miss. Because $10,000 is also, like, that's a freak score in general for flights like that. You might get $500, you might get $1,000.
Right.
$1,500 is about the top side of that.
So, here's what happened. They initially offered $5,000 to give up the seats, no takers. Raised to $7,500, no takers.
Wow. Then they got
to $10,000, and this guy looked at his wife and goes, we got to do this. His wife said no.
Whoa. That would have been $20,000.
Right. And his wife would. It's an 8.5-hour drive. rental car and gas would cost about $120 to $150 bucks.
Yeah, and I'm sure you could negotiate that with Delta too. Say, hey, throw in a rental car.
Wow.
I mean,
that is and strange. A gas card.
Why would you turn down 10 grand?
Really?
I mean, maybe like weird. New York to LA and you had to be in for a wedding or something. Right. Or like if I was coming back for the Mandy Awards.
That is strange.
I would have to be there. But $10,000, sign me up.
Yeah. I got to say, that's also probably about my number. Like most places, because my time is of value. You know what I mean? And if I'm going somewhere and I told somebody I'm going to be there, if I just copped out and said, yeah, I took 5 G's, I'm going to stay where I am, buddy. You know, that guy's weekend we were going to have is just going to have to get cut. I don't know that I would do that every time. But 10 G's, I'm definitely saying yes to that.
That is shocking people turned that
down. Yeah, I can't believe it either. All right, coming up, Bobcat, in about 10 minutes. And next, we'll talk about the Dodgers. There will be someone in attendance tonight at the Dodger game who has not set foot inside that stadium in 3 years. We'll tell you who it is. I think you'll be surprised. Coming up next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Mason in Ireland. Reminder, Michael, we're kicking off the All-Star Weekend with our All-Star Friday night on Friday, July 15th at the West Covina Sportsplex. You'll be able to watch the Wiffle Ball Bash, which is a home run derby for listeners, and the All-Star Softball Game featuring our 7-10 hosts and personalities. Michael, if you had to play a position on the softball field, what would it be?
Oh, pitcher.
Pitcher?
I love pitching.
Underhand, slow pitch,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, I used to play.
A lot of softball in the Bahamas.
I played a lot of softball when I was a player. I played in the summertime in summer leagues up in Portland, and I used to love because I put all kind of spin and high arc on the ball, and they come down right in the strike zone. I could pitch some softball.
All our shows will be broadcasting live starting at 10 a.m. down to 7 p.m. Everyone in attendance will have a chance to win tickets to the Midsummer Classic. 710's All-Star Friday night is open to the public, kiddos. But if you want to get on our VIP list, text STAR to 40705. That's STAR, the word, not the emoji, to 40705. Your Southern California Hyundai dealers, it's your journey. Own it with Hyundai.
Dodgers beat Colorado last night. They play them again tonight, right, Greg?
The tide against the Rockies, by the way, because they have been pounding the Dodgers this season.
Right. Well, and now they've finally caught them.
That's what I'm saying.
The season series is even.
Yeah, so it's Jose Urania for the Rockies and Mitch White for the Dodgers.
Okay, and one of the reasons why the Dodgers have been winning lately, Michael, is your son, Trace. He's driven in 9 runs in 14 games. Since rejoining the Dodgers, 11 for 36, 300, 306, during that stretch. Trace has been struggling to get back to the major leagues. Why do you think it's clicking now?
He's 31 years of age now. He's much more patient at the plate, more selective in his pitches. He obviously was raking in the AAA all season long.
Oklahoma City?
Yeah, he was in El Paso first with the Padres organization. Padres bought him up, gave him 14 at-bats. He went 1 for 14. They said, forget it. They sent him back to El Paso. Trace says,
gotcha,
nope,
my bad.
I don't want to go back to El Paso. I'll go free agent route. So he went free agent. Then the Tigers calls, okay, we'll sign you, send you to Toledo.
Gotcha.
And he went back to play for the Toledo Mud Hens. It was raking again, and he's doing so well. When Mookie got hurt, the Dodgers was obviously keeping tabs on him, says, hey, well, we need an outfielder. Let's go get Trace.
My bad. I thought he had a stint in OKC.
He was at OKC. Yeah, yeah. He's been all over.
It's not like he didn't play there
at some point.
I
get it. Yeah.
OKC everywhere. But so he's come back now. He's very comfortable playing with the Dodgers. A lot of his best friends are still on the Dodger roster. Dave Roberts, he always liked playing for Dave, and he knows he's got more experience, so now he looks like he's much more comfortable in the box.
How cool is this, Clinton, though, man?
It might be, Trace may be up here for a while because, coincidentally, Chris Taylor has a fracture in his left foot. They discovered that yesterday. Greg, has anyone said, I've been following everybody like Vasse and all these guys, has anyone said how long Taylor's going to be out?
No, nobody knows how much it's going to be. It's undecided or...
But
it's not
weeks, foot thing, right? Not days, is, yeah. It's
no,
weeks.
It's not.
No, no, he went on the IL.
Yeah,
so
foot
he's
thing is
be
a
down.
Thing you just got to wait out. You know what I'm saying? You can't just say, there's no real way to know based on, you know, talk about your boy Zion Williamson. You never really know how your feet are going to react.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Anything.
So, Michael, you are, I know this is something you don't love to do, but you're going to the Dodger game tonight.
Only because I'm here. Yeah, I come in on Wednesdays, so I figure it's only a 5-minute drive from him. I might as well go to the game. My wife, Julia, says, why don't you go to the game? I said, well, 61 miles.
But she doesn't want to go with you?
No, she goes on it by herself. I feel like driving all the way up there from San
Francisco. So you've got the what I'll just call basically the Dodger shooting shirt on.
Yeah.
What was your selection as to what you were going to wear? How much Dodger gear do you own?
I actually have Trace's jersey.
Okay.
But he tells me I am prohibited from wearing it.
You don't want to be that dad?
Yeah, exactly. That's what he said.
Yeah, he said it scares the crap out of him.
No, he says it's corny when family members
It's a little
wear,
corny.
Is it really?
But
well, I don't think so.
If he thinks it is, I understand why. Yeah. It's probably the best
but
way to
But I
say
see
that.
Other family members there, Bellinger family. I see all the Turner family. They got their sons or brothers or whatever jerseys on. So I figured I'd get a Thompson jersey.
I saw Clay at a game wearing one of Trace's jerseys.
I said, why don't you pull a bit then and show up in one of Clay's jerseys?
He doesn't mind. Exactly.
And be like, oh, you don't want me to wear your jersey? I'll wear somebody else's.
He doesn't mind if Clay or Michael, his brother, wears it, but he thinks if I'm wearing it, it's just too corny.
Oh, gotcha.
And I'm showing off.
I actually understand Trace's feelings on that. Well, he doesn't want to draw attention to himself. He just wants to blend in. Well,
no, he's just being a good dad. You should absolutely wear it anyway. You're just being a good father, supporting your son.
But everybody knows who Michael is anyway.
Yeah, it's a different dynamic. That's true. I understand.
It shouldn't matter, but that's even more reason to be promoting your son.
I thought it was cool.
Wear the Thompson jersey. I don't care what he says.
I wanted a Thompson jersey. Jersey and I can't wear it.
So let me ask you something. That Taylor going on the injured list, Greg, I think is the 11th Dodger to go on the IL this year. And it's been big names. It's been people like Kershaw and Mookie and, you know, most of the pitching staff. And now Chris Taylor.
Yeah.
And so yesterday, kind of quietly in Vegas, the Yankees passed the Dodgers as the favorite to win the World Series. If I told you guys right now, you got to take $1 million, I'll give you the million. But you have to bet it on either the Yankees or the Dodgers. Who would you bet on?
I'm not betting on either one of them. But
if you had to bet on one team?
If I had to bet on one team, it'd be the Braves.
Really?
No.
Yeah. Sorry. Did the Braves not win the World Series last year?
They just played the Dodgers tough.
And did the Braves not get better in the offseason?
I mean, it depends on if you consider Matt Olson better than Freddie Freeman.
He is.
Yeah, I would.
I don't think so. I see
and they also get better. Acuna Jr. back, who they didn't have when they won the World
that
Series
was,
last
that's
year.
That's a big, big
What are we talking about here?
I also think that the Dodgers are a better team than them altogether.
Yeah, I'm surprised these guys are looking at you like you're crazy.
But,
I think it's a completely legitimate argument.
What are we saying here? I mean, and I don't mean to.
And at one point, Clint, they won 17 of 18 games, the Braves.
The Dodgers are winning, but half their roster missing.
I'm not disagreeing with that. But I'm just saying that I'm not trying to bum rush your question here, Ireland. But if you ask me to pick one team, that's the team I would pick.
Why Braves over the Yankees?
I think that because the way the Braves play baseball is a little better. You talk about the way they run bases and what they do from an aggressiveness standpoint. The Yankees hit the ball out and they walk. That's all they do. They hit homers and that's it. The Braves, Ron Washington and EY, who are their base coaches, they just played a different style of aggressive baseball that I think when you're in a series in the playoffs lends you better because if you have a cold night, you can still find a way to score runs. That's what the Braves
do. Dodgers got a better starting pitching staff right over the Braves.
Well, not with all these injuries.
Greg,
when's the last time, you'll know this, I don't, when's the last time a team won World Series 2 years in a row?
It was the Yankees in, what was it?
2008?
No, they won that one year. No, they won in 2001.
So it's been 20. That's the one thing
it's not easy to do.
Early,
most teams also do, well, they'll pull a Pelinka. They'll win the World Series and turn everybody over. The Braves didn't do that. That's the reason why I think this
That's the Marlins strategy. Yeah,
well, sure, but I'm trying to localize the content here, Greg. can a brother talk?
So,
but you know what I'm saying? Like, they've gotten better and they've stayed the same.
Okay. Michael, back to you going to the Dodger game.
Yeah.
Be honest about this question. So it's let's say it's the seventh inning stretch.
Yeah.
Game's running a little long. It's 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Trace is due to lead off the next inning, and the game is tied.
In the seventh inning?
Yeah. Do you stay or go?
I'm in my car cooking up so I can watch it on the app on my phone as I'm driving out of the parking lot. Because, man, I ain't staying for the ninth inning trying to get out of that parking
lot.
Well,
if you do at Dodger Stadium, that's another 90 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I love Blue Heaven, but, man, they have never figured out in the 40 years I've been going there how to get people in and out of that, off of that mountain.
Thank God for the iPhone and the DirecTV app. with the Dodgers on it.
And so Michael will be in attendance tonight if you see a 6'9 guy walking around in a blue Dodger shirt.
And a Clay Thompson jersey.
Yeah, well, no, apparently he's not going to do that.
I know.
But I'm. Are you now, when Trace is up, are you able to, are you too nervous or can you watch him?
I watch, but I'm so nervous, man.
Yeah.
Just make,
I don't know how you do it.
It's baseball and failure 70% of the time.
Sure.
75% of the time if you're a good player, Bergman. I'm just thinking, the whole time he's up, just make contact. Just make contact. That's it.
And he's been making contact. Yeah. He's been very good, especially with runners in scoring position. Yeah. He's like five for 13.
What is that, 300?
Yeah, no, it's good is all that matters.
He's been great.
By the way, hey, people, just because I don't think the Dodgers are going to win everything doesn't mean I hate the team. I analyze sports for a living.
Yeah, Bergman and Mason are going to accuse you of being John Smoltz.
You are John Smoltz.
What are we talking about?
But either way, I think the Yankees, the Yankees are running away and hiding right now. They're that type of team. But also, they play in the ballpark that has the shortest right field in history, it feels like. They pop a ball at a fly ball in any other park. It's a home run.
We get that porch, too, though.
I think it's kind of fluky baseball. That's my point.
It is. It is fluky baseball, and that's why. Because, like you said, it's home run or walk. Home run or walk. They can't manufacture runs.
I don't like that kind of baseball.
But that's short right field. Why didn't they try to get Muncy? Because, boy, when he pulls it, that thing's gone.
He's hitting like 150. He had a good night last night,
though. He did hit
a double and a home run. All right, coming up next, Bobcat. Bergman's going to throw a bunch of stuff at us, and we'll tackle it all next.
The best producer on the station.
Bobcat.
You've been in a fog for the last three days?
You don't appreciate him. You guys don't appreciate him the way KD didn't appreciate the Warriors.
That's right.
Just
listen to Michael Thompson.
You guys don't know
as usual, you're making little or no sense. Bergman in here next, 710 ESPN.
Add a berry blast off for your day with the new Berry Pebbles. A berry twist on a classic breakfast. Perfect for giving those growing minds a blast of creativity. With a new berry way to Pebbles. Yabba dabba do you with Berry Pebbles. Head to postpebblescereal.com to learn more. Yabba dabba do and the Flintstones and all related characters and elements copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
Thanks, Chris and Amanda.
What does Bobcat mean?
It's Bergman. Okay, yes. So here's the backstory in this. Bergman's mom, Jam. We used to bring our moms on the show a lot. Mostly, I think it was for Mother's Day, right?
Yes, it was.
We made him do like a Mother's Day thing. And we used to do Fast Track. And it would interrupt the show. We'd have Siri say, like that. Mm-hmm. So one day, Greg's mom, Jan, calls him and goes, hey, I was listening to the show, but why do you guys always say Bobcat in between topics?
Really? Wow.
And he Greg said to her, he goes, oh, no, that's Fast Track. Yeah. That's the name of the segment. And she goes, no, I hear it clearly. It's Bobcat. And so we went, she thought we were pulling a trick.
Yeah, I thought we were messing with her.
So finally, we thought it was so funny that she misunderstood Fast Track and mean Bobcat. We just changed the thing to Bobcat. So it's in honor of Jan Bergman is the answer.
Yes,
to your
it's
question.
For my mom. So, why I love it. And she's, I love
Bobcat.
Her. Yeah. All right, so thought this was a good question.
No.
Yeah, although, that's the worst idea in the world to get record next time you're with your mom, record Jan saying Bobcat.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. I'll do that. Absolutely.
All right, what do you got?
So, thought this was a good question with Clinton here, as we haven't talked about it yet, but Chet Holmgren was looking like a young Dirk Nowitzki.
Oh, I was going to bring this up at 3 o'clock. I'm glad you're getting into it.
No, this is going to be something different. You can still bring that up.
Okay.
In his debut for the Thunder, and KD noticed, tweeting, I see you cooking, Seven. First day on the job was a success. Love the kicks. He was wearing KD15. So, Clinton, I feel like this is something you would know. How do athletes and brands pick these young guys to pick their shoes? And, like, is it just a guessing game? How do they go about it?
It depends on who you know and what you know. But I'm going to sort of pivot and say this about Chet Holmgren, because I thought that last night, Michael, from a basketball standpoint, was one thing. But, like, we've known about this kid since he was in high school in Minnesota.
If you follow number one recruit in the country last year.
We've known about him for a while. The Gonzaga year was kind of, a wash. He didn't really do that big a deal. My concern was going to be that this stage might be a little bit too big for him. So, well beyond the basketball, he was talking trash after the game. Yep. He had lines for everything. I don't necessarily think his talent level is going to be the biggest thing in the world, but this kid's a star. And I really appreciated that. I was like, he's ready for this, if nothing else, from a preparation as an athlete standpoint, never mind as a basketball player putting the ball in the hole, which he did well.
And let me throw this out, Michael, before you comment. Last night, Chet Holmgren, what Greg is talking about, first summer league game ever.
Yeah.
23 points on 9 shots, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 6 blocks, and he was 4 of 6 from 3, Michael. And his dad has been saying – there was no space for him to operate at Gonzaga. The court, the college game's a different game. The 3-point line's closer to the basket. He thinks the NBA game is going, it's going to be kind of like Donovan Mitchell. When he got more space to operate, it's going to make him a better player. What I worry about, Mike, is how skinny he is. What do you think?
Well, KD was skinny like this when he first came in. Giannis was skinny like this.
He reminded me of Porzingis.
Yeah, Porzingis is a lot like this. But yeah, he's got some skills. Last night was just the first preseason summer league game. A little bit of overreaction, but he can play. He's got a lot of skills. And we'll see how he does when he goes to Vegas, when the competition will get a little bit better than what they have up there in Utah or in Sacramento and in Utah, yeah. So, but he's definitely a skilled player. I like him.
And Greg, so we don't duck your question.
No, it's
fine. Think most players, if you look, at least it was this way last year, more players wear Kobe's than any other shoe in the NBA.
I mean,
about 100 different guys wear a different variation of
Jordan
Kobe's.
Brand.
If you'd asked me which shoe he was going to pick, I would have told you it would have been the KD's. He picked his number, for God's sakes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, so there's a whole thing there.
I mean, I'm guessing. He wears his number. He wears his shoes. I imagine that he styles his game after him on a certain level as
Michael,
well.
Michael, would you tell him to lift weights and get bigger or leave him alone?
No, he's not going to get – never going to turn into Karl Malone, but he definitely needs to get weights.
And I heard people saying last night or this morning on Get Up or whatever, saying, this is the skinniest NBA player we've ever seen. I went to college with Reggie Miller. Reggie was at least that skinny, and so was KD, and so was Brandon Ingram.
Brandon was like that too, yeah.
And all those guys are doing fine.
But he is the skinniest of 7'1" we've seen.
Yeah. He doesn't weigh much.
But he's never going to be bulky, but he will get heavier naturally. Remember how skinny Giannis was when he first came in the league?
Yeah,
sure. Giannis moved a lot better than him from the beginning. I think there's a concern that however big this guy gets is going to potentially slow down his game.
I think the comp for Holmgren is Porzingis. Yeah, you agree, Michael?
Yeah. But he's going to be more talented than Porzingis because he can handle the ball better.
Yeah.
All right, Greg, what do you got?
Bobcat.
All right, so I want to add a little mini game to Bobcat. Let's call it Kick It Off the Planet. So I'll give you two things related or not, and you have to kick one off the planet.
Okay.
So today's game will be Groundhog Day or My Cousin Vinny.
What do you mean, the movie?
The movie, yeah.
Both those movies.
Right, so Groundhog you have to kick one off the planet.
Well, Groundhog Day is prime Andy McDowell at the height of her powers.
Bill Murray,
it's very funny, but... because of the gun of Herman Munster, right. Fred Gwynne is the judge saying, "What's a Ute?" I'm keeping My Cousin Vinny. Oh, yeah. How about you, Michael?
That's a classic. That is a great movie.
Such a good movie.
Joe Pesci's role in it. This is his accent.
Didn't Marissa Tomei Clinton win an Oscar for My Cousin Vinny?
I think she was nominated for it.
No, she won. She won it.
And everybody said that they thought they read the wrong envelope.
she was good in that too.
Groundhog Day is not necessary for me. I love My Cousin Vinny, though.
Yeah,
all right,
great.
So it sounds like it's unanimous. My Cousin Vinny stays. But I like Groundhog Day, but it's got booted. It's a great movie.
I asked Travis about this earlier this morning. He took Groundhog Day.
Wow.
Yeah, Groundhog Day is great. But My Cousin Vinny is just for the judge
classic.
Alone. You got to keep.
Come on.
No, Marissa Tomei was fantastic in that. There's Heights of Your Powers there, John.
Bobcat.
All right, Jorge, what you got?
Okay, so Brenda last night came up with this idea of trying to rent an RV for a weekend. Have you guys ever done an RV or rented an RV?
Yes. Took an entire cross-country trip in an RV.
Good or bad idea?
Bad idea.
Okay.
It's fun to be out on the open road, but it's just as easy to find a hotel.
Really?
Yeah. So driving's great.
Right.
They're a pain in the ass to park, and then when everybody's got to go to sleep, you're basically sleeping in a tin can. Mm-hmm. I mean, why not I have a big SUV. I have a GMC Yukon. Take the Yukon cross country and stop at a hotel. Michael and I are hotel snobs. We love hotels.
Yeah, I love hotels, but it all depends what kind of RV. Now, if you got a Google Earth Roamer HD. Now, that's what you should – if you're going to go an RV, that's the one to go to.
But how many people could fit in the Earth Roamer HD?
Just Google it. Earth Roamer HD, and you'll see why I would say – I would get one of those if I had the money because I love RVs. I love getting in the car and just driving.
Look at that thing. You see that?
Now, that is an RV,
right,
baby.
You know what this looks like, Clinton? It looks like – remember the movie with the Italian Job when I was going to say
The Expendables, but
when they're coming back across the Alps with the stolen gold,
right,
this looks like what they used to transport.
It's basically
the gold.
A camper on back of a Ford 350.
Yeah, that's
but
exactly
it has everything. It's luxurious.
Michael, these beds aren't big enough for you to sleep in.
I can sleep in another 7-foot beds. And you and Brendan, my taste.
rent one of those, Jorge. You'd want to live in that thing.
This looks tactical, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, oh, and by the way, you would never get, if you got in a car accident, you would obviously be, sure. You'd win.
Yeah, that is a big truck with a luxury RV on the back of it. Now, yeah, that is
those,
nice.
It's one of those things we haven't done, so she's just like, just try it this summer.
No, it's definitely.
It's kind of like when you hear people say, I got to go camping for the weekend, and then they realize when they get to the campsite that it's dark at 8:30 and there's nothing to do. Well, yeah, that's how driving across the country.
Tell camp stories, play games. Oh, no, camping is wonderful.
Of course, Greg likes camping. Well,
what is that supposed to mean?
He does it every year.
You do it all the time.
I do. Know? I love it.
I don't.
Yeah, you know, you're missing out.
Bobcat.
All right. Thanks, Jorge. So the Tour de France was a massive event for me growing up. I would read the newspaper and see who had led after every leg. Got excited to find time to throw it on the TV whenever I could. I don't care about it at all now. It's happening currently, and the only reason I know that is because it was trending on Twitter this morning. So why is it not a big deal anymore?
I think the drug scandal ruined it.
So
not in Europe. It's still big over there.
Yeah, so, but once we found out Greg LeMond and Lance Armstrong and everybody was cheating, it became a lesser thing.
Have
right?
you seen the movie Icarus?
I started it.
You need to finish that movie. The movie Icarus, Greg, is about a guy who was an avid biker who was not a professional. And what he tried to do, because apparently there's like an amateur race that runs the Tour de France route after the Tour de France that guys do just to sort of test themselves. And he tried to figure out if he could get, because he knew he couldn't finish the race on his own. Mm-hmm. He tried to figure out as a regular citizen if he could juice up enough to get it done and do it. And he ended up finding the guy that brought down the Russian whatever government. Jeez. And it's a whole movie about how these guys just started off as friends trying to teach each other how to bike to on the run from the government thinking they're going to get killed over steroid samples. It's an insane movie, and it's directly related to the actual sanctions that came down on Russia because this guy found a dude who was willing to tell him everything. He's like, yeah, we doped him since we were 12 years old. It was part of the culture. It's fascinating.
Right. I never understand that race because the leader has a yellow jacket on. He doesn't win certain legs, but yet he's still the leader. He's sometimes 5th or 17th in a race, but he's still the leader. You know, if you're going to do a tour of France or a tour of a country, get on a bike and don't get off until it's finished. Ride for 48
like
straight hours. How about that?
And you wonder why people are on steroids.
Here's the other thing. Lance Armstrong was so high profile and cheated and denied, and then finally the whole thing blew up. And I think, Greg, when it blew up with Armstrong, everybody said, remember how popular those Livestrong bracelets were?
Yeah, they started the bracelet trend in terms of what those things
are. And when it was all a fraud, people just said, I'm done with it. I don't trust it. I'm not going to watch a sport that's fixed.
So why is it so different than, you know, baseball and steroids?
Because there's not that many interesting characters anyway. Yeah. That's what it came down to. All the interesting characters were suddenly off the map. And if you only really watched it for people that were already famous, if you didn't actually care, what are you going to start watching? Other tours? You're watching the Tour of Austria?
No.
You
know what I'm saying? I don't know that's a thing.
You know what I mean? I don't know that it is a thing. I'm just saying. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
how do they keep score?
Times.
It's all about time, right?
Times. That's why the.
So if you win the first leg, then what happens? Then you just time you from there.
You get the maillot jaune, and then you keep timing. Yeah.
Oh.
That's how that works.
Too complicated. I'll just stick to WWE.
Well, speaking of a sport that's not real, why do you think wrestling survived the phoniness, but Tour de France didn't?
Not real. Let me body slam you. You think of it as real?
Well, yeah, that was the John Stossel answer, but
a trampoline.
But Michael, seriously, like, wrestling is not real, but people love it.
I know.
Tour de France is not real because Tour de France doesn't admit it.
There's no drama in Tour de France. Bunch of guys riding a bike, falling down. You can't, in the middle of the pack, you don't even know who's got the yellow jacket on.
The guy with the yellow jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't everybody have some kind of yellow on?
No.
Jeez. All right, is that it?
And by the way, when they take that yellow thing off, do they wash it?
I mean, I would hope so.
What are you talking about, bro?
It's not even, suppose you don't wash it. They must stink after a week.
What do you think they're doing over there? They're not in the 1850s.
So, Michael, do you believe...
You've been to France.
Do you believe the laundry over there all the time.
The
reason you want the maillot jaune is because you get the girls in the yellow dresses who give you champagne every...
Okay, Michael, do you believe this? Stu Lance, the great Stu Lance, told me a story once about jerseys. That when he came into the league, he roomed with Elvin Hayes, the Hall of Famer.
Okay.
And he said that back then they were responsible for cleaning their own jerseys.
Yeah, so was I.
You'd get a bag, and after the game, you'd throw your bag in a jersey.
Yeah, right.
And he said Elvin just decided not to. Mm-hmm. He would play like 45 minutes, wad up his jersey, throw it in a bag, and take it the next game. And Stu said it actually got to the point where if the other guy was guarding him, he would stink so bad, the guy would give him an extra inch or two, and it would help him get a shot off. Smell like you buy it?
It would smell like ammonia if you didn't watch it. We used to, after the games, Clinton, I used to go back to my room, get in the sink, put a bunch of soap in there, and wash it like the old-fashioned women washing their clothes. I had to do it to keep it and then put it on the radiator so it could dry the next morning when you get on the plane.
Far cry from now where the equipment manager takes it, and you get a brand-new uniform in your locker the next day.
I love following equipment guys on Twitter. They show you all kinds of stuff that they do in the background. Yeah. I think that stuff is so cool.
Yeah, the real heroes of these teams.
I love that, yeah.
Hardest working guy on any team.
So many different types of Twitters. You're on, like, infield Twitter, equipment guy Twitter.
Listen, I am television's Clinton Yates, president of the local chapter of the Handsome Man community. I got my fingers in a lot of things.
There you go. There you go.
All right, Bergman, is that it?
Yeah, we can end it there.
Okay, so reminder, coming up next hour, Michael is here with Game of Games.
Yes.
And it is, we always invite Pepe, our friend Pepe Mantilla, in when Michael does the game because Pepe thinks he can win every game.
Yeah.
Even though I've taken him down two games in a row. Yeah. And they were categories he basically picked.
Yep. He said World Cup is his expertise. Pepe's like one of five out of his expertise. I think he won one.
So that and much more still to come. Mason in Ireland, Clinton Yates, and Michael Thompson sitting in ESPN LA.